This is when the nur of Allah will come in the heart. Now how to get it? Allah Ta'ala says further, وَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. There is wail. Wail is total destruction. Why? It is a valley of Jahannam that is so bare that the rest of Jahannam seeks protection from it. Wail is for those people that nur didn't come. And why didn't it come? لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts are hard. They don't, and dhikrillah, they don't make the dhikr of Allah. Because of that, that nur of Allah is not coming. It is like the farmer, he hasn't plowed his land. And the rains are coming, the rains are useless for that farmer. He didn't plow, he didn't put seeds. So that person by zikrullah, who plows is the land of his heart, makes it soft. And now the seeds are put in there, now the rains start coming. By all your actions that you do, your salat, your hajj, all the other things, but you plow your heart first. You make your heart soft, and zikrullah has got the effect that makes the heart soft. And now you put the seeds, a bayan is taking place. Zikr if you made, and this bayan, your heart is soft, it will go in your heart. And if the heart is not soft, you will hear to the best bayan in the world, but it will just be on top of the heart. Mm. It won't go inside because you didn't plow your heart. The plowing of the heart, the softening of the heart is the zikrullah. And there are three groups the Quran explains about zikr. One is those people who are non-believers, their hearts are hard. You talk of them of Islam, you are so convinced and you think this chap is really going to accept. It makes no sense to him because his heart is hard. First his heart has to be softened. So even many people, we say, yeah, in our town, people are very hard. They just can't speak to them. They don't understand. They don't want to accept. The hearts are hard. That is why they are not accepting. First soften the heart. And the softening of the heart is by zikrullah. So the non-believers, their hearts are very hard. They don't make any zikr. Then there is another group which the Quran speaks of. الَّذِينَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They don't remember Allah but very little. لَا إِلَهَا هُلَا وَلَا إِلَهَا هُلَا. The munafiqeen. When there is expediency, some dunya's benefit, they make some zikr. Otherwise they don't make zikr. How many of our friends become bayat also? But we don't make zikr regularly. Sometimes we make, and now and then we make, but to make zikr regularly, this is important. And then are the true believers. And these people, Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَيَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَيَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. In all conditions they remember Allah Ta'ala. Zikr of Allah is so important. Jummah namaz, Allah says, فَسْعَوْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah has called the khutbah of Jummah and Jummah namaz, zikr of, come to him. And Allah says, when you فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. You came to zikr, go and make zikr in abundance. You're seeking your rosy, Allah will give you barakah, but make zikrullah. You have finished hajj, what a great ibadah. فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. Make zikr of Allah. You are in battle. إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِيَةً فَاذْكُرُوا وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Zikr. Everywhere zikr. So the zikr will soften the heart. But those who don't make zikr, hearts are hard. Nothing goes in. You listen to bayans, you listen to cassettes, you listen to CDs, but it's not having any effect. First, soften the heart. So the zikr regularly is very important. So Allah says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And how to come on to zikr? See how in detail Allah has explained. اللَّهُ نَزَّلَ أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابًا مُتَشَابِهًا مَثَانِ تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That you make tilawat of Quran. Quran will turn your skins, your body, will turn your heart to the zikr of Allah. Then you make zikr of Allah. Your heart is soft. Wallah, I say that if you have made your zikr and for some reason you have to go into a brothel, you have to go into a bar, a shabeen, you'll get hidayat from there also. Allah will open in your heart. And if your heart is hard, you go for hajj and your heart doesn't open. You come to the masjid and bayan, the best bayan in the world you heard. but it won't make any effect on you. First, the heart must be soft. In order to soften, Allah explained three categories of sikr. And Allah Ta'ala explained that for the heart to get soft, the first thing is tilawat of Quran Sharif. This will turn you to zikrullah. When you make zikr, your heart will be plowed. Now you'll see anyone, you'll see an old lady, you'll take ibrat and you'll take lesson from there. You see an old man and you take a lesson. Otherwise, we are seeing everything we see in Quran, we don't take lesson. We are seeing people dying, we go to the janazah, at the qabristan, we are talking of cricket score. We are talking of business, we are talking of the weather. When we are burying our own family member, we are not no thought of death and of akhirat comes to us. Then Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. That person who made tilawat, his heart became soft. And the nur of Allah came in his heart. And he came to be a person that enjoyed Islam. Can he be equal to that person who goes into Jahannam and suffers the azab of Jahannam? His hands are fastened at the back and he's trying to save his face from the azab with his face. How can he do that? May Allah let us understand this. We are all in need of it. And let the reality come into us. And then we understand this. And inshallah, don't think if you become pious and deen comes in your life, you lose the enjoyments of dunya. Wallah, you will get the real enjoyments of dunya. You won't lose out. You start keeping a beard. You dress Islamically. You follow deen. You follow sunnahs. And the more you come into deen, tahajjud, zikrullah, rozas, fasting, you will see the more you get the enjoyment. The real enjoyment in your heart you will get. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared, Al-ghina, ghina nafs. The real riches and enjoyment is what is in the heart. Your enjoyment is not the lawn which is outside. And your tennis court and your jacuzzi and your mansion and your Rolls Royce and your Mercedes Benz. Enjoyment is in your heart. We have been fooled to think that enjoyment is outside us. Enjoyment is inside you. Enjoyment is not in things of this dunya. Enjoyment is what you enjoy yourself. What is inside you is your enjoyment. May Allah give us all proper understanding and give us tawfiq to make amal accordingly.